This is the problem. Take a pair of
Last episode, I talked about the most efficient electric motor currently known to the human race. Amazingly, it's not built by humans. It's entirely organic, and it sits inside the cell wall of many bacteria. It makes the wavy hairs on the bacteria, known as flagella, spin, just like a propeller on a boat will spin round and round. That's right, the flagella do not wave back and forth. They spin like a propeller. On the inside, just like an industrial electric motor, this organic bacterial flagella motor has a rotor that spins. But wait, there's more! In our industrial electric motors, there's a part called the stator, which has the job of spinning the rotor into rotary motion. And sure enough, just like an industrial electric motor, the biological electric motor has its stators. The bacterium E. coli has up to 11 stators associated with each of its electric motors. The more stators, the more powerful is the motor. But there are differences. Unlike the electric motors that we humans make, this dynamic molecular machine is constantly being rebuilt and reconfigured on the run. The stators continuously come and go. In fact, the average lifetime of any given stator in the bacterial flagella motor is of the order of half a minute. Rather cleverly, the bacterial flagella filaments behave very differently depending on if they are rotating clockwise or anti-clockwise. When they rotate anti-clockwise, they automatically wind themselves into spinning bundles that push the bacterium forward through its liquid environment. The bacterium can now swim at up to 100 microns per second. That's about 50 to 100 times its own body length each second. But when the filaments rotate clockwise, they unwind and splay out from the bundle. Suddenly, the bacterium goes into a tumble and ends up pointing in a different direction. And this is how the bacterium changes direction. It turns out that there are many different versions of this bacterial flagella motor. Evolution has taken many separate pathways to arrive at different motors that are optimized for different bacteria and their different environments. For example, the bacterium Campylobacter jejuni lives in a high-nutrient, high-viscosity environment, your gut. Its motor is optimized to be powerful. In fact, so powerful that it can easily push through the gut wall and cause food poisoning. On the other hand, Calobacter crescentis lives in low-nutrient, low-viscosity, freshwater environments. And its motor is optimized for speed. The bacterial flagella motor is, and I quote, the pinnacle of evolutionary bio-nanotechnology. A self-assembling, nanoscale, electric rotary motor that performs at a higher speed and with greater efficiency than any man-made device, unquote. And yes, self-assembly is exactly correct. This is not a misprint, nor is it a mistake. These electric motors actually assemble themselves. Once the components have been manufactured, they come together by themselves. It's similar to you having a bag full of random Lego pieces, and after you give it a vigorous shake, suddenly the pieces assemble themselves into a perfectly constructed pirate ship. We're still learning how the bacterial flagella motor does this, but we do know that it starts with bits of the rotor. Here, one of the individual components has the equivalent of a wound-up spring inside. Only when it matches up perfectly with another identical component do the two springs unwind and lock themselves together. But how do the motors know where to assemble? After all, you want your electric motors straddling and punching through the cell wall and not anywhere else inside the bacterium. So far, we're pretty sure that a part of the cell wall, the scaffold upon which the rest of the motor is built, is important. We think that once enough of them congregate inside the cell wall, the components will self-assemble. We also think that once the first stage of self-assembly starts, they and the scaffold provide a platform upon which the rest of the motor can be built. So, next time you're struggling to build a Lego pirate ship, instead of letting it bug you, try to think like a bacterium. After all, that's where the world's fastest and most efficient nanomachine builds itself. And in the dark, and with no instructions, and not even an Allen key. Now that's a master builder.
What does it mean? Why is it so?
Do you guys have Barramundi here?
This is Mike and Timothy,
Potato Scallops,
the unlikely hosts of a new RN podcast. It's called The Real Thing.
Oh, my, he's tripped over too high.
Stories.
Intimate stories, scenes, characters, places.
Born of Australia.
We're heading out into the corners to find the real Australia.
The Real Thing.
That's us here.
Subscribe now.